From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, early Monday, a suicide bomber carried out an attack near the U.S. consulate. At least two security guards were wounded. In 2004, an al-Qaeda-linked attack on the consulate in the Red Sea city killed nine, including four attackers. Meanwhile, in Baghdad, nearly 120 people were killed, some 200 others wounded Sunday in two bombings. Terrorism analyst Greg Barton of Australia's Deakin University said the fall last month of the city Fallujah, held by Islamic State, was hoped to halt such attacks on the Iraqi capital, but Sunday's attacks may be a shift in tactics.
They're moving towards insurgent methods when in the past they had settled into protecting cities like Fallujah through conventional military methods. And it seems that they still have the resources to send suicide missions into Baghdad, even with a loss of Fallujah. And you'd have to assume that it's going to take a long time to completely remove their presence from the countryside. They may no longer be in an obvious location in Fallujah, but clearly they've got people around Anbar province and all around Baghdad who are able to operate and send these missions into Baghdad.
Sunday's two blasts occurred as many people were in the streets after a day of fasting as the holy month of Ramadan draws to a close. In Libya, at least two killed, several wounded in a car bombing in the eastern city Benghazi. The early Sunday blast apparently targeted a passing convoy carrying a senior police official. Meanwhile, officials of Libya's National Oil Corporation have agreed to unify their ranks. The move is seen as a positive development as the North African country tries to recover its battered oil-producing sector ravaged by years of conflict. Oil is Libya's main natural resource. This is VOA News.